Owen Coyle, any complaints today?
My complaint is that I don't think we've gave ourselves an opportunity in the game by, let's be honest, poor basic defending. I mean, every one of the goals is very avoidable. I mean, the first one is a miss-hit shot, very fortuitous break for Wigan. But having said that, I mean, young Adam will know that he can header the ball at the back post, and he's not, and the lad's obviously just a reaction header, and it's finishing your top corner. So, obviously, goals change games. It allows them to get a bit of confidence, their tails up and everything else. And even from that point of view, I mean, the second goal, I mean, I think Jason Steele's a wonderful goalkeeper. But he'll know that if he'd have started half a yard over, then he would have saved that free kick. And Nick Powell, somebody I know very well, because I'd signed him previous from Manchester United. So he's got that in his locker, but equally, I mean, that's an avoidable goal. And then, obviously, one or two things said at half-time which need to be said, a couple of home truths. And I thought the reaction in the second half was fantastic. We came out the gates, looked for all intents and purposes to get that goal to get us back in at 2-1, had a few chances to do it, never came away. And then from the first, I think it was the first venture up the park, it's resulted in a corner, we've cleared it, and then the second phase of play, we've been caught with that sucker punch, and that's given them the cushion of the 3-goal lead, and we'd one or two things after that, but not to the level we want. So I think we've got to understand to give ourselves a platform in the game. We need to obviously be defending better, more solidity in terms of individual errors, which happened today. So of course it's not a nice feeling. Well, I thought we were backed by a wonderful turnout with the fans, getting behind the team, singing and being vocal and everything else, get behind the players. So the players have got to understand, they've got to go and give the fans something to shout about when they're on the field, and we didn't for long enough periods today. It's as simple as that. So we need to learn and learn that quickly, and look to, as I say, more solidity, and equally at the other end look to be an attacking threat. So of course that takes hard work and everything comes with it, but so it's not a particularly nice feeling, but it's happened.
Was this perhaps more disappointing than last weekend in the manner that you went in 2-0 down at half-time, having conceded such poor goals?
I think any game's disappointing when you've lost a game. I mean, I think it compounds it when it's self-inflicted, which it was today. I mean, I've just said there, I mean, both the goals are easily avoidable, very easily avoidable. And having said that, there was obviously one or two opportunities. I don't think we passed the ball well enough in the first half, and then it kept coming back on us because of that. And you've got to take care of the ball. You've got to, bravery comes in many ways, and possession of the ball, being brave enough to pass it. And, you know, I think a number of the lads, for whatever reason, had looked nervous, and you've got to be focused. Whatever of the turmoil that the club's been in for a number of years off the field, you've got to make sure when you enter the field you're focused and you're ready to play your part. And I think that didn't help in the first period. So as I said, one or two things were said at half time which needed to be said. A couple of changes obviously as well. I think Adam Henley had felt an injury, and Stephen Hendry came in there, and then obviously Craig Conway came in early in the second half, and I thought he did very well, showed a lot of heart for the fight, and that's what we need. We need players with big hearts prepared to stand up and be counted for Blackburn Rovers, and moving forward that's what we'll look to make sure that we've got in the team.
Is there an issue with confidence, Owen, in your players when they're in possession at the moment?
No, I don't think there's an issue of confidence. I think they're confident in what they want to do, but again, whether that's that edge or whatever. I mean, as I said before, bravery comes in many ways, but they've got to make sure they're focused, relaxed and ready to pass and move the ball. And when we did that, you know, you can't wait till you're 2-0 down and saying, right, OK, I can pass it now. You've got to do that for the outset of the game. Let's get in front and see how teams react to us going in front. And so give yourself an opportunity, give yourself a foothold in the game, and we need to do that better and learn to understand what it takes to win football games.
We saw some of the new refereeing rules today, didn't we? Both your central defenders were straight in the book for the first words with an official.
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw a lot of things from that perspective today, but I'll leave it at that because ultimately that's not what cost us the game today, although I don't think we were blessed by a lot of things in that respect. But having said that, we need to do better. We need to affect the things that we can control, and we didn't do that well enough today.
And you need a reaction now, don't you? Because games in this division come week in, week out.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of the Championship. I mean, you're two games down out of your 46, and of course you want to pick up points in both, and we've not, and a lot of it's been self-inflicted. So as I said, you know, yeah, you feel sorry for yourself, you pick yourself up, and I've told them in there, you know, their duty, their responsibility is to play on the field and go and play whatever else comes. I mean, I'm old enough and ugly enough to deal with whatever that is, and I'll deal with that head on, as I always do. And I think, as I said, well, I've told them as well, I'll look to try and continue to add to the squad, because there's players that, you know, maybe they've been in a comfort zone, maybe they think, well, I'll play every week. Well, that needs to change, because we need players that said that, you know, probably, as I say, the Craig Conway example is a perfect one, that there might be an odd mistake here and there, but he's got the heart the size of a lion, he's prepared to do everything he can for Blackburn Rovers. That's the type of players we need at the club.
Are they better, Owen, as a squad, than the first two results have shown this season? Or are they where they are? As we've said a number of times, you came into this club in a team that was in the bottom half of the table. Are they at the level they're at? Because that's where they are.
Well, at the end of the day, the only thing we can affect is what's to go in front of us, and that's, you know, if that's what people's opinion of, we need to change that. I think there are some good players there. I think they need a lot of help in respect to one or two coming in for one or two, I think, key positions that can help us to be more solidified and better. And that's what we'll look to do. And when all said and done, we never inherited a team of champions. We understand that. You know, we inherited a team that, with all due respect, had they not won the last two games, they'd have finished 21st in the league. So we knew there was what to do. And as I said before, we're two games in, and it's a horrible feeling and everything else, but it's two games in. We're not sitting here in January and thinking, oh, we can't win a game. We've got to look, pick the bones of that, make us better, give up the individual error. And when we do that, it'll give you a real foothold and an opportunity to win games. So, I mean, there's some still going to be, I think, still some good players in there. We have to make sure that we're getting the best out of them in that respect, but understanding the job we all have to do against the ball.